Hello, I'm John McNamara, the Information Architect for IBM Messaging, and we're going to talk about WebSockets today. I'm here with Mark Castle, a legend in the land of WebSockets.
That's a strong word to use.
Hey buddy, how are you? You all right?
I'm good, thanks.
So I'm a complete and utter noob when it comes to sort of, I'm not really much of a coder, so I'm a real beginner. So can I just ask, what are WebSockets?
So WebSockets is really a protocol that's used in browsers really to allow information to flow through firewalls. So a two-way communication. So yeah, so it's the protocol really. And on top of that, you've got the JavaScript language that allows you to take advantage of the protocol. So it's probably important to clarify that when we talk about WebSockets, we also talk about JavaScript as well, because that's the language that takes advantage of that.
Okay, so WebSockets isn't like a kind of a language itself. It's kind of like it's just a protocol that sits on a language like JavaScript.
Yeah, so it's a protocol that all the latest web browsers have now supported. I think there's a list you can go and find on Wikipedia,
right.
Which says which ones adhere to the WebSocket protocol. And if they've got that, you can use the JavaScript language to take advantage of that protocol in your applications.
Fair enough. Now, I was looking on the IBM messaging blog on DeveloperWorks, and I see we've got an article on JavaScript with WebSockets. We've also got some other offerings there as well on C. So what's the kind of difference between the JavaScript one and the C offerings?
So with, with C and Java, we have a binary client that we've created that you include in your application. With the JavaScript, you know, you have the JavaScript client, but it's almost a misnomer, because the JavaScript client is really source code. So you embed that source code in your application on the web, and then when you go to that web page on your browser, the application and the JavaScript code is all downloaded into your browser, so it's there.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like if I had application in say C, that would be a physical app, say on my mobile device, which might connect off to do something. But if it was JavaScript, that would be contained within the browser that I was linking to.
Yes, so it allows up-to-date changes to the app to be made, and for customers, users to get those changes straight away, rather than having to get all those users to reload that application on their phone.
Right. That's a good point, actually, because I've got an Android phone, and there's never a day goes by without my apps being downloaded. Okay, so I kind of get that. So that's one of the good things about having this in JavaScript, is that it takes away any of that kind of maintenance cycle. But why else would you want to use WebSockets as opposed to, say, you know, library?
There's several reasons, really. One is that, as we said, you know, your app is always up to date, so you've got the latest. When a customer logs on, they've got that latest, greatest supported version of it, so you don't have to be worried about them being on a bad level.
Right.
It's lightweight. You can use it, you almost write it once for the browsers, although there may be a few tinkerings to work with the different browsers. Once you've written it, it's generally there across all the browsers, whereas on a phone, you have to have a different one for Apple, a different one for Android.
Yeah, I see you saying. Yeah, so you'd have, so if you were an Apple, if you had an Apple phone and so not an Android phone, you'd have to code up two different applications for that environment.
Yes.
I get you. So we've spoken about WebSockets themselves and what they are and how they're different from the other offerings on the blog and the download site. So what kind of application would you see this being well suited to?
Because you could use it for anything, really. I mean, one of the use cases we've been thinking of is banking. You know, we pretty much all use online banking now, so you could use it for that, you know, online shopping, any information where you've got a lot of data you want to pass through, you want it to be secure.
Right, okay, that makes sense. I can see that kind of works because you've kind of got a, it, there's no kind of level of abstraction between the application and the thing it's trying to connect to. It's all on that browser you're linking to. So I can kind of see how that works particularly well for a secure environment. Brilliant. So we've got some really good stuff on our IBM messaging blog on DeveloperWorks. And we've got a sample, haven't we, I think, on there as well.
Yes.
So what is that?
So the sample utility is a good way to get to grips with WebSockets and JavaScript.
Yeah.
It's been written in a way that you can walk through and you can actually see the code underneath that is being used. You know, so you could take that and tailor it, create your own applications. So it's a really good starting point to get going with this.
Okay, that's cool. So if they went down, if they went to our blog and they got hold of the article, had a read through, and it's the JavaScript one, isn't it?
Yes.
Article for browsers. They get a linked off to the download page. They can grab the sample, download it, and just start playing with it.
Yes. Yeah. If they go into the web content folder in the SDK, that's where all the WebSockets JavaScript stuff is held.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Click on the HTML pages and that will get you going with the tutorial. It's also got the links to the API specifications for the various client libraries, plus also the links to the DevWorks articles. Yeah, because you're not dealing with, you know, if we wanted to do the same for Android or Apple, we'd have to create an application, and then to get those out we'd have to publish those on the App Store.
Right.
Whereas, you know, the JavaScript is really good because, as you say, it's there. You can include it in the SDK. Customers can get going straight away.
That sounds legendary. So, Grant, so the way to get them, if you have a look at our IBM messaging blog and the URL, I've been kind of searching for it, I've been trying to mark. It's www.ibm.com/developerworks/connect/IBM messaging. If you go onto there, have a look on the articles page, and it is using JavaScript to run mobile messaging through a web browser. Have a wee play, see what you think. Feel free to leave comments and get in contact with us as well. Buddy, thank you very much. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.